This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
An hour to you. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Bonnie.
The number 603-283-6160. Yeah, we've had a week of catastrophic problems on Free Talk Live. I'm sorry. That's kind of one of the things that happens when FBI raids your studio and pulls all the cables out and you got to try to put everything back together. Mostly they didn't break most of our equipment. Most of it. But you know, a few things here and there. So, yeah, we're trying to solve that problem. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. I am not going to talk about the raid unless somebody else brings it up again. If you want to bring it up, by all means, either you guys here on the show, Johnson or Bonnie, or anybody else, you're welcome to ask whatever questions you have at 603-283-6160. I'm just ready to read the news.
I think somebody needs to call in and ask me about relationship advice because I'm really good at that. And
We were talking, during the break about what Free Talk Live used to be like.
Right.
And Free Talk Live was really Free Talk Live. Now, the demographics have changed in radio. The fact is that we used to do hot talk, you know, kind of like guy talk radio. And, well,
there was a standing open question for years on the show of, what's your favorite hamburger?
Yeah, something like that, right? Mine, of course, was at the time, my name was Manwich. So I liked it bold and spicy. There you go.
Yes.
603-283-6160. I'm going to go to Vernon. I have given Vernon instructions. I will give all of you the instructions here that it basically comes down to you got to spit whatever your question is out. I can't engage with you. We have a 6-second delay on the line. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. It has to do with the dump box, and I don't know what else to do. I mean, you know. So just spit it out, Vernon. You're on Free Talk Live.
I have a question about so what my question was on activation. I want to preface this as I don't believe this is true. I just want to get an opinion as to do other Bitcoin providers. But let's say I wanted to confirm that the intent of activation again is that people are basically fraudulent money putting into the Bitcoin and
Vernon, there's either something wrong with our line or there's something wrong with your phone. I don't know which one it is.
I think that answer.
I do think I know the answer to the question. So it was basically, is the FBI trying to paint the entire Bitcoin sphere as a bunch of terrorists and drug dealers? And I think the answer to that is yes. Will they be successful in this ultimately? And I think the answer to that is no. They did find the exact right guy to take this all the way through to trial. Now, I'm not guaranteeing you what Ian's going to do, and I'm not going to pressure him to act in a certain way regarding these charges. But I can tell, I spoke to him today, and I spoke to his attorney today. And Ian sounds very much like a person who doesn't believe that any of this is true, that it's brought against him. I don't either. And that he fully intends to take this all the way to trial, and doesn't even, in fact, believe that it will make it to trial because that they'll have to drop the charges and those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And
this time, I really hope he pursues them.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I hope that it doesn't make it to trial, but then he sues them for doing this wrong. I don't want him to have to go to trial, but that's just me.
I can tell you the FBI does not care one whit about us talking about suing them. They don't believe for a second that it'll be a problem. And if we sue them and win, they don't have to pay. You know, it's not them. Now, I have heard that anybody who loses a case in the FBI basically costs them their career. So maybe
take one out.
That wouldn't bother me at all.
How could you possibly do more damage than they've already done? You know, like, the only way it could go is better, right? I mean,
they can lock Ian up.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ian being...
He's facing 10 years
No, no, when you
life.
Say lose your career, oh, I mean, I don't mean, you know, yeah, going into prison. I'm saying if you went after them for wrongful, you know, prosecution or wrongful persecution in this case, even, because it's been multiple times. So, you know, if you go after them for that and you were to lose that suit... You know, you say you lose your career. I mean, how could it really get worse than how they've already, the things, the libelous, horrible things that they've already said and, you know, done?
No, right. He's saying the FBI agents would
right.
lose
the FBI
their
agents
career.
And the prosecutor.
Oh,
so
they lose
the lead agent and
okay.
the prosecutor.
Oh,
if they,
I
if they fumble here, yeah. then likely, I've heard, I don't know that this is true, this is just things you hear, is that basically they lose their, you know, their career is stalled out, mm-hmm. and that's it. So they're never going to go any higher. And, of course, these are government bureaucrats that want nothing more than to graduate to the next level of bureaucracy
right.
and do better, make more, and all that stuff. They're already getting paid ridiculous sums compared to, you know, your state agents, comparative state agents.
Right.
But, yeah, so I don't know. That's just something I've heard.
I've noticed some local Keene police, when dealing with them, have been dressing differently, and I was kind of amused.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like
I mean,
shirts and ties and the coats, and they're like, dude, stop pretending.
What do you mean, like, since when?
Since recently, with these busts and some of the videos that I've seen of them, that there have been certain officers in the Keene police, you know, wearing a shirt and tie and some sort of long coat and pretending like they're FBI agents.
Yeah. This is true around the nation, is the FBI is basically the big kid on the recess yard. And everybody, well, they all run around, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Doesn't this sound like fun? Like, it's amazing.
I want him to be my friend.
Yeah. It's amazing the way that they do it. You're never going to be an FBI agent. There's no reason to run salivating after these people. None at all. And they're not special. They're just bureaucrats just like you. And I say this as a person who worked for the fire department for close to a decade. I was never going to be NYFD. I was never going to be that, and I knew that. And I wasn't going to look up to somebody because they happened to work for a big department in a big city.
Because mm-hmm. their dad knew someone.
Right. Your dad was in that department, his dad was in the department, all that nonsense. It's ridiculous. Look, I got to be a firefighter because I wanted to help my community. I didn't even get paid for it. I was a volunteer. And that was the only reason that I did it. And hopefully that's the reason that people get into service. But in fact, mostly it's because they want the steady paycheck and that kind of thing. And, you know, hey, I'm not saying the FBI is all bad or anything like that. They did a great job eliminating kidnapping in America. Basically, kidnapping doesn't occur anymore. But, and I know why they're concerned with Bitcoin, because it could bring kidnapping back. It's a fascinating look at things, and they don't want that because they managed to eliminate it. And I hope that they can keep it eliminated. But you don't do that by taking people's freedoms away.
Mm.
That's not the way we get more freedom. Security isn't worth giving your freedoms up for. So, there's other countries around the world where kidnapping's a real issue, and you got to be careful of that stuff. So there you go.
Well, my boyfriend was kidnapped, I can tell you that.
You're right, the government stole your boyfriend. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to donate to the campaign, because we are taking this all the way, I can't say we're taking it all the way to trial because I'm not arrested. Everybody I've talked to has made the indication that they are innocent and that they do not intend to buckle. And that they want to go forward with it. So the website is the crypto and the numeral 6, thecrypto6.com.
There's also something I'd like to mention if somebody wants to, because I don't think it's been added to the Crypto 6 yet, but a t-shirt has been designed.
Oh, really?
And ordered, and it is up and available for order, and you can make donations through thinkpenguin.com.
Okay.
So if you wanted to donate and also get a shirt, that's possible. It says free the Crypto 6, Bitcoin is not a crime.
Well, if you send me some information about that, I'll get that on the website.
I'm sure it's already in process to do that.
All right, I'll take your word for it. The number, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yep, we still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Bonnie.
We were just talking about the crypto, the numeral 6.com. That's thecrypto6.com. And you can go there and you can donate to the legal campaigns of the hosts here who, frankly, don't know why they've been arrested by the FBI. I mean, the charges have been leveled, but they all appear to be false. So I don't know. I know we're fighting. So your help will be certainly useful. Did we already do introductions?
Oh, we did.
Okay, great. Let's just go to the phones here. I'm going to do Scott the Bigot calling in from Florida. Now, by the way, everybody, all they can do here is they can talk, and then I got to hang up on them. So I can't carry a conversation on. We're having some phone issues. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. See.
I've known Ian for years now, and he is a gentle, intelligent, kind person. And he does not deserve to be railroaded by the FBI. I know that he's going to be innocent, and he's being persecuted by the FBI, Federal Bureau of Intimidation. So I will pray for Ian and FBL in my prayers, and I know that he's going to be vindicated. This is a witch hunt.
Thank you for the call, Scott. Really appreciate that support. And I know many people feel the way Scott does. And look, Free Talk Live is an outlet for lots of people. We believe in freedom of speech here on Free Talk Live, and that's even for speech that otherwise wouldn't be on other platforms. Now, I don't support the speech necessarily, but I do support... Now something's going... Now we're going crazy.
Wow.
Okay, hold on just a second.
We're being abducted.
Yeah, there was
definitely audio coming on Aria. Aria's bug squashing during the show because there's no other way to figure out how to make the audio on the phones work. And so if you got hung up on, and it looks like some people did, you can always call back in. Terribly sorry about that. I know who's on the line, and I have it written down.
Well, I love Ian compliments Talk Live, so I just wanted to add that I agree that he's a very gentle, peaceful person, and he doesn't deserve this. Even during the raid, he doesn't get mad. He was wearing his little slippers, and he walked by Chris, and he said, good morning.
Chris?
The
cops?
The penguin, no.
Okay.
The penguin was filming, and you see Ian in one part say, good morning.
Yep. Well, Ian manages to keep his cool during this stuff, and this is what, this is his thing. He wants to be in conflict with the people who are aggressing against other people, so, Yep. Okay.
You know, I think it's also interesting all the stuff that's been brought up in the articles about the raid in regards to the church, and I find it particularly amusing and interesting as the one atheist of the group who had said, "I'm not getting involved because it's a church." You know, and they're like, it's not a church. I'm like, well, I can tell you, it was a church, and I didn't want to be involved because I don't believe in any of that nonsense.
Yeah, it fits the Federal Bureau of, or excuse me, the Internal Revenue Service's code for what a church is, and just because it doesn't have a pointy roof,
yes,
and you can't go there on Sunday,
you know,
that doesn't mean it's not a church.
I had many a conversation with Ian, both on and off air,
yep,
you know, about his silly beliefs in panentheism, and, God being everything and everything being God and the whole universe and everybody and we're all one hippy dippy nonsense. And, it was not something that I wanted to be a part of. And it was a real thing. You know, it wasn't a fake thing. It's just like any other church that I didn't want to be a part of. You know, it was a church. There was a religious thing involved. I mean, yes, it was open to somebody if they wanted to be an atheist and be a part. Ian made that very clear to me.
Yep.
But I didn't want to.
That was what I was going to say just now, that the Shire Free Church is for people of all beliefs and creeds, and it's a place where you can... The Shire Free Church is, this radio show in part, and it's a church organization, and what we bring is we believe in, frankly... freedom of speech. We believe in the non-aggression principle. Yeah. We believe in the basics of good, honest behavior. And we believe there's a God.
Yeah.
What else does it take to be a church? I'm not going to tell you what God thinks. Because I don't know.
I mean, the irony is there are two organizations. That being one organization, another organization that I had been invited to is the Masons, the Freemasons.
Uh-huh.
So I know several people in Florida who are Freemasons and who thought it would be a good idea for me to join. And they said, but you need to believe in a higher power. So that's an organization that said, if you don't say, at the very least, that you believe in a higher power, we won't accept you.
Yeah.
The opposite was true of the Shire Free Church, where it was said, okay, you don't have to believe in a higher power, we will accept you, you know, because it's peace and, you know, unity and whatnot. But I didn't want to join, so it was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
And, you know, and only because of, for reason of religion. And the only reason why I bring this up is because saying that it was not a real religious organization, which is what has been implied and insinuated very viciously by some of these journalists who really shouldn't call themselves that, it's nonsense.
Yeah, I'd love to have the opportunity in a courtroom to discuss whether or not Free Talk Live and the Shire Free Church are a church. The Shire Free Church and its radio program Free Talk Live is a church, because I am confident of the truth of that. I don't think anybody's going to give me the opportunity to do that because it's so true. And the reason that we became a church is because my belief that Free Talk Live is preaches a moral system, as opposed to Democrats and Republicans. Because everybody wants to call Free Talk Live politics. It's not. We don't talk politics. We'll talk about news of the day, and then we'll say what the people did wrong, in so much as how they didn't follow the moral code of the non-aggression principle. And if everybody followed it, we'd be a lot better off.
Mm.
As opposed to all this stuff about, you know, you got to circumcise your kid, or, you know, you got to pray five times a day, or we just can't live with our sons being gay, or whatever that nonsense is that passes for religions out there. No.
Even the state's religion is worse than non-aggression principle.
Well, the state's religion isn't even codified. Look at this. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is supposed to enforce U.S. code. U.S. code's very clear that nothing that Ian was doing was money transmitting, but they arrested him for it anyway. I mean, they're ridiculous.
They're a corrupt religion.
It's funny. I had a realization recently. You know, we've heard a lot of news stories in recent years and people talking about consent in the news. And it's funny to me because I'm like, we live in an entire society where everything is based on a lack of consent.
A lack of consent. And then everybody's worried about consent.
Right.
Well, you consent by living here. Right, that's what they say.
Yeah.
And well, you were
asking for it.
When did I consent? What if I lived in the same place? What if
you were born here, therefore.
What if I, and like so many people, am in the same town in which I was born, and I've never left? At what point did the consent occur? Was it on my 18th birthday? Was it on my 16th birthday? Was it my 21st birthday? I'm not sure when I consented to all these rules that were made up
of the governed.
That's right. It's ridiculous. If you think that you know about the consent of the governed, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A candlelight vigil is taking place in remembrance of the 10 victims in the King Soopers grocery store shooting that took place on Monday. A makeshift fence has been placed around the store's parking lot while police investigate the crime. The vigil taking place outside the Boulder County Courthouse. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is criticizing President Biden over the federal government's refusal to let independent journalists view illegal immigrant detention facilities along the southwest border with Mexico.
We want to bring reporters with us. We wanted Fox News wanted to embed with us. ABC News wanted to embed with us. We had a lot of reporters who wanted to go. The Biden administration has instituted an unprecedented media blackout. They won't allow reporters in. They won't allow cameras in. They won't allow pictures.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, this is USA Radio News. Two people are in custody after allegedly committing an horrific crime.
Two men visiting Florida for spring break are in jail without bond after police say they drugged and raped a woman who was later found dead in her hotel room. 24-year-old Dorian Taylor and 21-year-old Ivoir Collier, both of North Carolina, are charged with drugging, raping, and robbing 24-year-old Christine Englehart of Pennsylvania while all three were visiting Florida. Authorities say the suspects met the woman at a restaurant where they allegedly gave her a green pill. The men accompanied Englehart into a Miami Beach hotel, then leaving 40 minutes later. Police also say another video shows the suspects using Englehart's credit card to buy alcohol at a local liquor store. The victim was later found dead inside her hotel room. Everyone in this case is now awaiting an autopsy report. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt says roughly 70% of Americans 65 years of age and older have received at least one dose of their coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Got Telegram? You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever is on your mind.
Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Bonnie.
The number is 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. So, regardless of what's happened with our co-hosts, who've all gone, the ones who've gone in the pokey, we're still going to have ForkFest 2021. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians, all from June the 28th through July 4th for the ForkFest 2021 week at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Basically, it is a decentralized camping event. Nobody's in charge. That's why if Ian's not there, it doesn't go away.
Yeah, the leader.
Yep. So you want to get, just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th, and check out the website. That basically, you'll get most of your information there. It's forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And mark your calendars for June the 28th through July the 4th, forkfest.party. So let's go to the phones and see if we can take some people's calls here, or what is going to amount to a call. Let's go to Chadwick. Chadwick, you're on Free Talk Live. I'm not hearing anything from Chadwick at this point. Yep. Well, back to the drawing board, are you?
Try Bad Slave.
Yep, I'll try Bad Slave. Okay. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Nope, no audio. Not getting anything. every mistake is something new that is learned. Oh, the phone was stopped. Ah, my fault. My fault, Aria. Terribly sorry. All right, try it again, Chadwick.
Hey, can you guys hear me now?
Yep, go ahead.
Hey.
Sounds like it's real time.
Hey, are we talking in real time, Chadwick? Chadwick, are we talking in real time?
Yeah.
What did you have to ask us?
I think so. Did you just say we were talking in real time?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, baby.
So what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say love you guys. Hope you're all doing good tonight. I love your show. One thing I wanted to say was I've been paying attention a lot to the immigration issue the past few months. I was teared up, et cetera, through the Biden administration. And, you know, I noticed a lot of stuff on Fox News or CNN. And, of course, they're always boxing back and forth between the left-wing and the right-wing ideology. Mm-hmm. But one thing I've always noticed, it seems, in the past few years is, you know, Republican ideas, let's limit the amount of people, let's do a bunch of checks. You know, you need to do it the right way. Democrats are more maybe empathetic and say, let's let as many people in as we can, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, with Trump, we wanted to build a wall. We wanted to stop it with the left-wing Democratic ideal. You know, let's don't do that. Let's bring them in. They can make contributions. But it seems like no one ever really talks about let's help the Mexican government get the cartel out of politics, get them out of the parliament, get people out, you know, help them get away from that. Invest in them so they can get their own infrastructure. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Mexico, but if you go outside the cities, a lot of those rural communities, they look like third world countries for the most part.
Yep.
Very little access to water, access to good jobs and stuff. So there's no wonder that they want to come here. It's just very sad to me. And it just seems like we only fix the problem, or we fix the problem of illegal immigration and influx, but we never want to go to the root of it, which is trying to help Mexico have good infrastructure, get them on their feet, and get the cartels out of the politics.
I can tell you one thing, because my ex-husband is from Mexico. Every single buddy wants to save Mexico.
What do you mean? Who's?
It's a joke, like, within people from Mexico, like, okay. he's going to save Mexico one day.
That's the politician, you mean?
No, just like Chadwick's ideas, like somebody in their family is like, he's the one that's going to be the savior of Mexico one day. Because everybody says that, but what can you really do? You can't really just go in a country and fix all their problems for them.
Yeah, and the bureaucracy it doesn't want that anyway in many cases. Let's not forget, I think it's worth pointing out, is that the United States drug war is what allowed the cartels to get entrenched in Mexico in the first place. Had it not been for the drug war in the United States, the cartels wouldn't have had the power to do what they did and, you know, taken that over. Thank you for the call, by the way, Chadwick, really appreciate it. The, you know, this is, I would actually say that I'm opposed to what Chadwick's saying. First off, I don't think that we're getting the freedom, that the United States is going in the right direction. So I'm looking for freer places around the world. And I would say the freest place in the United States is the U.S. Marianas. I don't think that New Hampshire has any hope of being.
They have a really good trench.
The Marianas, yes, they do. It's quite deep. Not too far away either. The New Hampshire is not going to secede from the United States, so thus it has all the problems the U.S. has. And, in fact, you'll probably find more freedom. That you got to make your money, perhaps, in the United States, but that you may find a better life in a different country outside of the U.S. So I say, you got to move to where it is that's going to make you the happiest. And if that means moving to the United States to earn a living, I think that that is honestly the right of a person. Now, I get that there's some functional difficulties with that. I know that the Republicans don't want a whole bunch of people coming in and voting for bigger government. But you could make an immigration program where they didn't get to vote.
Yeah. And it also makes sense because the way the whole system is set up is these handout programs.
Sure.
And so, unfortunately, you have an entire political class that is incentivized to hand out freebies in order to gain and maintain power.
What percentage of U.S. families, well, households, I think is probably the term we use now. We don't use the term family anymore. What percentage of U.S. households receives a government check? Now, that could be a Social Security check. That could be a contractor that works for a government agency. That could be a cop, firefighter, school teacher, blah, blah, blah. You know, these kind of things. But what percentage? I don't know what the number is, but I have heard numbers well above 50%. If more than 50% of U.S. households are receiving a check from the government, it is lost, ladies and gentlemen. It's over. Hmm. Because freedom and the state do not go together.
Right.
The state doesn't provide you with freedom. It does not protect freedom.
I mean, people are already talking about that it's a foregone conclusion that we're heading towards universal basic income at this point, which is total, it's totalitarianism. It's total government control. Because when they can say, you don't do this or we take away your income.
Yeah. Then that's it.
That's it. For any reason.
I used to live on military bases, and if you even act slightly like against the government, people will always be like, yeah, but we got to have our jobs. And it's just like, especially since I lived on a military base where over half of them were civilians, they're just like, you can't cut the government at all. People will lose their jobs.
Right. It's all about people losing their jobs. And I understand it's, that stinks. But there's a such thing as attrition. You could not hire people for those jobs that become that come open,
right.
But they're not doing that either because they don't actually want to solve that problem. They want these make work programs, and that's what government jobs are. I'm not saying that every garbage man and every firefighter and every cop doesn't do work, but I am saying that in the marketplace, we don't know what their jobs are worth, and we don't know what the workload they can handle because the marketplace doesn't provide their job. We do know, you know, security guards tend to make less money than police officers. Hmm. I wonder why. Well, I don't know. And maybe security guards need to be paid more because they're putting their lives in danger. We don't know because the marketplace is perverted by all of these cop jobs.
Right.
And that's just how it goes. Now, not talking out against cops, although I'm not feeling so positive against the FBI right about now. But that's the reality of the situation is that and you know what? You know what I want in America? I want people who want to work hard and make a better life for themselves and their families. I don't want anybody who's going to come take a bunch of free money. And I don't think that that should be reserved for Americans. Are you kidding?
Right.
I mean, if it's bad for immigrants, why isn't it bad for Americans? Why is it that public parks put up signs that say, don't feed the bears? Because they become reliant on it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no different. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. The number 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And Bonnie.
So we were talking previously about sort of COVID and its effects on demographic changes now. Apparently, people are financially insecure because of COVID, and they're not having kids, like, on a massive scale. So there's a dramatic downtick in the U.S. Birth rate from the 2008 economic crisis, and now it looks like that's repeating itself. And then, of course, immigration was brought up, which you can't mention birth rates without mentioning immigration, because that's one of the ways we get new people here.
Yeah. I think also I would attribute COVID. I know we had talked about a myriad of reasons of why the birth rate might have gone down from COVID, and I think one that should be mentioned too is I think that there were also a phenomenal amount of breakups that occurred during COVID.
People and realized they couldn't spend that kind of time with each other.
And it hasn't been that long yet that, you know, people would be having kids already from new relationships.
Yeah, but
they may or may not have entered into.
Well, I think that the story's worth reporting on, because it used to be, hey, whenever there's a hurricane or a blackout or a blizzard or whatever the thing is, this catastrophic event that, say, knocks out power or whatever, people just stop watching TV and start humping. and I would have guessed, if somebody would have asked me, will the birth rate go up, down, or stay about the same post COVID, I would have said it's going up.
Right.
Because at least in my experience, I spent about 2 or 3 weeks locked down to flatten the curve. I went for that. And, you know, I don't regret it or anything like that, but there are other states where they've basically been locked down the entire time. And I haven't experienced that. I'm not traveling for pleasure. I'm traveling for work, so it's considered essential, and I can go. And I've basically been continuing to do the things that I've been trying to do. You know, and I'll take my precautions here and there. Anyway, we'll get back to that here shortly, but I'm going to go to the phones. We got Bad Slave on the line, and we're going to try out Ari keeps on messing with the phone system tonight, trying to squash bugs and make sure that we can talk to folks. So, Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
And I am here.
Hello.
Thank you again for taking my call. Listen. Oh, there's a long delay.
Oh, yeah, you're just going to have to go ahead.
Yep, just go ahead.
I just want to say that the solution for the FBI problem and a whole lot of other problems is a full universal nullification of all unconstitutional law.
Let's drop it right there. So he suggests nullifying unconstitutional laws. I presume he's talking about on a federal level.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that, I think the ship has sailed, but I think it's worth mentioning is that the United States Constitution, you all read it in high school, you remember it. The 10th Amendment says, 9th and 10th Amendments basically sum up the notion that, hey, we're putting all the powers of the federal government in this document. We're listing them specifically. And anything that's not listed here is a right of the states or the people, respectively. And that's it. And so the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigations, is not mentioned in the U.S. Constitution. So therefore, it would be null and void by that standard. The argument against that is that, look, there are some crimes that happen between states. And it's the United States federal government's job to police sort of extra state problems. And so, therefore, we need a policing agency. I mean, what would the founders thought of police? They didn't even know, like, the word police hadn't even really existed. The first police force was 1850 in London. So, the Constitution, for those that don't know, was ratified in 1789. Is that right, 1789? Yeah, sounds right. Articles of Confederation prior to that. So, they didn't know what police were, but they knew what sheriffs were. So, what do I think? I think the FBI could have a role in doing good in the world, and I wouldn't have a problem with it. But obviously, when they're running around arresting people for money transmitting that aren't doing the legal definition of money transmitting, that's a problem. But, I'm all for returning to some kind of federal government that's constitutional. I just don't think it's going to happen.
There was a constitutional amendment that almost passed, and I think it was during Lyndon Johnson's administration, that there was, all this debate about it, and it was going to happen. It was basically they had almost ratified an amendment to say that no one who was ever a lawyer could serve in public office.
That
was either the 13th. I think it was the 13th.
No, not 13th. No, that's the one that ended slavery.
Well, no, it was supposed to be. It was part of one. It was part of another amendment, but it got chopped.
Okay.
Essentially.
I think that's interesting. I've often said on the air here that they say it's a government by the people, of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's a government of lawyers by the lobbyists.
Right.
For the corporations.
Yeah, it seems like if you get into government after you've been a lawyer, you have you're like double dipping, or you have a conflict of interest because you're sitting there, making precedences and stuff.
You're sitting there making laws, which are what lawyers use to make money. I mean, if it weren't for the laws, the lawyers wouldn't make money, right? And so it's this lawyer industrial complex that has sprung up that makes it so that we have more lawyers per person than any other country in the world.
I mean, can you imagine how different society would be if there was ever a law in place that said that if you're a lawyer, you can't hold public office?
It'd be fascinating.
It would be immensely different.
Yeah. I would say that would generally be a good thing, but I still say the power seekers are out there. Right now, the path to becoming a power seeker is lawyer, but if you change that, then the path would just change. It's like a river. When you dam up one side, it just goes and, does other things. So I don't think that's necessarily a solution.
Remember when it used to be doctors and lawyers?
Yes. Yeah. There's a few.
Getting rid of every law that's unconstitutional would make the government so small that people would not oppose it just in the name of, but people will lose their jobs.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, you know, the federal government is incredibly large and doesn't have its have business doing a heck of a lot of things, but it does. Interesting. I was thinking of, when you were talking about that, I was thinking about the TSA. I go through an airport regularly that doesn't have the TSA. The Sarasota Bradenton Airport doesn't have the TSA. And I regularly go through there, and, you know, the bureaucracy is very similar. Their uniforms are similar, and I think there's a TTS or something like that mm-hmm. is what they've got, some private security company. And they follow some TSA regulations. It's one thing if the federal government had some regulations for private security companies to follow. It's another thing entirely when they employ a bunch of bureaucrats who are really difficult to fire.
Right. Meanwhile, how long has it been since 9/11? Something like almost 20 years?
And the TSA has never caught a terrorist.
Right.
Never. Now, they're
completely useless bureaucracy.
Oh, no, they're very useful. They're basically drug warriors. I mean, this is what it came down to, is that they really wanted to go through your suitcases and stuff to see whether you've got drugs. Hmm. And that's what it's all about.
Bringing in more money.
Right. And so we're I mean, American people would have never gone for, let's hire a bunch of, you know, welfare, you know, losers or whatever to go through people's baggage to see whether or not they've got drugs in it. America would have never gone for that. But post 9/11, there's a catastrophe. Let's have a policing agency that stops terrorists. Well, the TSA's red team has tested itself, and every time we've ever gotten a report, and we don't get very many of them, they've missed, I think it's on average 75%, but the lowest they've missed was 50% of guns, knives, and bombs that they tested themselves on. And I can tell you, I mean, I know people, well, I've gotten, you know, I've had bullets come through in luggage that I was traveling with. I know a guy who got a gun through, not on purpose. Right. I know myself, I've gotten knives through accidentally. I just forgot to, you know, to take it out. And there it is, the knife. But, God, by God, we
can't imagine how those things couldn't be absolutely crystal clear on an X-ray, too, you know?
Yeah, I accidentally got a lighter on.
Yeah, lighters are they were not acceptable, and then they were acceptable. I don't even know what the rules are on lighters. I do kind of like the rule on 100 milliliters of liquid that you can have, because at the very least, America's adopting the metric system, if only glacially slow. The number, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Is the drug war and the concomitant growth of the state worth the metric system? Free Talk Live.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.